Good morning. I'm Richard McCarthy. In studio this morning with me, three ladies who are on a committee, the committee formed to help restore, update, and renovate the Waldorf Hall. And that's why they're here, to let you know more about that. Again, getting the Waldorf Hall back up and looking like it's in 2019. We have in studio with us this morning committee members Sharon Clausen, Bev Cupper, and Mary Lowen. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Thanks for coming in to let us know about the Waldorf Hall, more about that, and what is going to be happening in the next little while. Let's start with you, Mary. For those who don't know, actually, we were discussing this. I was telling you off air, my family last night, discussing if anybody knew exactly how old is the Waldorf Hall, Mary?
Well, the original hall was built in the 1920s, and that hall burnt down in the early 1930s, was rebuilt in 1947. During the early years, the hall was filled most every weekend with parties, weddings, you name it was filled, and there was always a live band, and that live band was called the Waldorf Band at that time.
Were you part of that band?
Oh, sure.
Yeah? Awesome.
yeah, right.
Oh, good, Mary.
I remember us little ones were put to sleep on blankets in the cloakroom while our parents were having a good time. This continued for many years, and things started to slow down in the early 60s and 70s.
Okay, so some history there from Mary about the Waldorf Hall. Sharon, can you give us a bit of history as well,
a little bit more
on the Waldorf Hall?
Well, like Mary said, the initial Waldorf Hall was built in the 1920s, and I guess it was on the east side of the road, not where it is right now. And that hall, I guess, burnt down in 1939. A local Swedish carpenter was hired to build the existing hall in 1940, and his name was Mr. Rask. And I guess he built a lot of barns and churches and halls in the area. So he was well known for building the Waldorf Hall as well.
Okay. More of the history there about the Waldorf Hall. And Bev Cupper is here as well. Again, one of the committee members. Let's talk about some of the events that have been held in the past, and some that are still held, I guess, today.
On the first Waldorf Hall, way back in 1925, dances were held with the Waldorf Band providing the music. This tradition continued for a long time until our liquor laws changed. It was also used for school concerts when Waldorf had their one-room school in North Waldorf. The Vermilion Bay Kinsmen and Canettes used the hall for dances and poker derbies affiliated with their yearly kin carnival. We also rent the hall for weddings, anniversaries, showers, birthday parties, reunions, and funerals too. There are numerous community groups that use the hall. For example, the OPP hold their annual fish fry at our hall. The Country Craft Market was held there. The Camp Owners Association have a yearly meeting, and the Vermilion Bay Rod and Gun Club and the local roads boards all have their meetings there. The Vermilion Bay Co-op used to use the hall for their annual meetings and dances. The Waldorf Wranglers also have monthly events there. We've also held teas, bake sales, and garage sales to raise money for improvements and insurance. At one time, we had bingo, movie night, judo, and yoga. Presently, the Waldorf Ladies Guild hold two suppers yearly, a fish fry in June and a fall harvest supper in October. In fact, our fall supper will be next Sunday, October the 6th at the Waldorf Hall from 4 to 6. We hope to see you there.
All right, Bev, thanks for that. So a lot of history, a lot still going on with the Waldorf Hall, but it's time to bring it up to a standard, and we hope with your help our listeners are going to be finding out more about that, how they can help out in the next little while. And again, the renovations and what needs to be done to the Waldorf Hall to keep things going and having community groups continuing to enjoy as well. My guests this morning, Sharon Clausen, Bev Cupper, and Mary Lowen, the committee members who are leading the way in fundraising efforts. And we'll talk more about that in just a couple of minutes. Good morning. It is 7:50. My in-studio guests this morning are committee members who are leading the way to get the Waldorf Hall restored, get it updated. And in studio right now are Sharon Clausen, Bev Cupper, and Mary Lowen. We've been telling you about some of the history of the Waldorf Hall and fundraising events. Let's talk about that. Fundraising events, Mary, that have been done so far.
Well, so far we have our annual fish fry in the spring, and now our annual fall supper is coming up this Sunday at the Waldorf Hall. We hope to see a lot of people out there to help us raise money. And we've had lots of rentals this summer, which we have put towards the hall. And we have a donor whose name is Jeff Groves, who is from the U.S., and he has been our main person to give us money for this. And I remember his family coming up in the early 50s, and they came up to Deertrill Lodge in Waldorf. I remember him and his family when they would be up here, and they would come over to my dad's place and pick strawberries. And this is how I recall him as a young child.
All right, that's fantastic. And I understand he's encouraging people to match the donations.
Match the donations, yes.
Okay. We'll talk more about how people can actually do exactly that and make a donation in just a couple of minutes as well. Sharon, is there any other group or groups that use the hall or the hall grounds on a regular basis?
We have the Waldorf Wranglers. They have a riding ring there, and they have horse shows, they have poker derbies, and riding days for the kids. And we've had yoga classes and exercise classes that happen there. Every spring, the Camp Owners Association use it for their spring get-together. And the Waldorf Ladies Guild, like, of course, Mary said, hosts the annual fish fry and the spring or the fall supper in October. So, like Mary said, that's coming on up on October the 6th. And of course, the people that pick blueberries, there's there's some more people that use the Waldorf Hall grounds, I guess. So
all right, okay, good stuff. Bev, you know, we've talked about the hall itself and you wanting to restore it and everything else. Let's talk about the goal and what improvements you foresee coming to the Waldorf Hall in the near future.
Okay, our first goal was to purchase new windows and a new back door. Well, they've been purchased and they're going to be installed soon. We'd also like to upgrade our kitchen and our bar area with new countertops and new appliances. The next on our list would be sanding and staining the floor. Then we'd like to fix our ceiling by dropping it 8 inches so we'd have better acoustics. The electrical also needs an update, and we'd like to fix our stage. The ramp on the north side of the hall needs to be upgraded and a cement pad poured so that it will be easily accessible by wheelchair patrons. In addition, our bathrooms, we'd like to add some handbars near the toilets for people to use in the washroom. Just recently, we had a new roof put on, and that's really helped our hall. And we'd like to do some landscaping. There's many, many things we'd like to do. We just don't have the funds. And our members now are senior. We need younger blood in, and we're hoping that maybe some people in the community will step up to the plate and give us a hand.
Okay. And if somebody is interested, Bev, they've heard you talk here this morning, they want to help out, they want to volunteer, how do they do that?
They can phone either Mary Lowen, Sharon Clausen, or myself, Bev Cupper.
All right, and you can call the studio line here, and we'll get you into contact with one of these three ladies. Ladies, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
welcome.
Having us.
All right, Sharon Clausen, Bev Cupper, and Mary Lowen. And by the way, if you do want to help out and make a donation, you can send a check payable to the Waldorf Hall Restoration Fund, address Box 284, Vermilion Bay, POV 2VO, and understand the GoFundMe page is going to be appearing at some point as well.
Right.
Okay, and once we get that information, once the page is up, we will let you know more about that. Watch the news page later today at CKDR.net as well for more on this story.